two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Do you feel better?
I do a little bit.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh, who knows? It just made me do 10 jumping jacks.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of half did them, but...
No, I really did them. Yeah.
We both just had breakfast.
It was beautiful.
And I may have had, like, a lot of potatoes, and now I'm starting to, like, feel snoozy.
Your husband makes good breakfast.
He does.
Yes.
You know what he also does really well?
What?
Is when I make breakfast, and he just pulls it out of the oven.
You made it?
Yes!
I was like, Jake, you can cook? Dude.
And look, he took credit for it.
He did.
He did. I didn't say anything when he wasn't here. Or when he was here. Now that he's not here, cat's out of the bag, man.
I'm like, wow, your husband's good looking and he can cook? Wow. Dude, you scored.
Yeah.
And now I found out that you cooked it.
Well, now he's taking the credit for it. Which is so, which is a good way of starting. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride! Pride Month!
Speaking
ow, ow!
Of, yeah, speaking of people taking credit for things.
Oh my gosh. I know.
A good day.
You know, people thought I was gay. Like, my mom asked me straight up, are you a lesbian? I'm like, no, why do you ask? You haven't had a boyfriend in years. I'm like... Yeah, but I enjoy being single.
It's not such an interesting assumption, hey?
Like, oh, if you're single, that means you must be gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, actually, like, I would rather be single than be dating the wrong person.
Yeah. But it's a last resort.
Yeah, and, like, it's not a choice. And then I remember I was at a party, and I hadn't dated for a while, and this person just straight up asked me, are you gay? And I'm like, why would you say that? And it's like, well, you're single, and you're really loud. I'm like... Wow, I didn't know that gay people are single and really loud. No, I'm not gay, but...
I've learned so much about myself in the last 2 minutes, Martina.
Wow, like,
thank
people,
you.
People think, oh, okay, uh-huh. No, personally, like, you know, I like to date men, but to be honest, like, I know this is such a broken record. Everyone says in Vancouver, it's just so hard to date in this city, you know? And, like, I gotta be honest, like, the last few guys that I dated, they don't drive, they don't travel, they don't have a driver's license, they don't have a passport, they're in between jobs, they're 40 with roommates, they're still living in their parents' basement. I'm like, I'm sorry, like...
Do they skateboard?
I don't... Or, like, they do, like, drugs. I don't do drugs. And so, like, I think for me, I'd rather just be single. But to assume that I'm single by choice... Therefore, I must be gay.
Right.
It's not... Hello.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's tough, hey? But,
And you know what's tougher?
What?
Being gay and single.
Yeah, so I have a friend who just recently came out, and she's like, wow, like, the lesbian pool is worse in Vancouver than it is with the straight pool. Because, like, you know, she's bi. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea. Because, like... You know, if you're a female and you're looking for a guy...
Oh, that's my phone.
Oh, there's your phone. Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Like, you know, I'm a single woman. You know, I have a job. I own my own condo. I drive. I travel.
You're very accomplished.
Accomplished. I'm educated, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, you would think it'd be easy for me to date, other than the fact that, like, I'm really loud. I talk a lot and I talk fast, which might be intimidating for most men. Yeah, but dude, it's even worse if you're gay and single because the pool is so much smaller.
Yes.
Because you, like, it definitely is a minority.
Well, and also, like, we're looking at, like different people that a lot of the times have a lot of issues. And I'm going to say, like people, and this is a very unfortunate thing, like, there's a lot of trauma in the gay community.
Really? Why?
And it affects dating hugely, right?
Oh, no.
Because a lot of, you know, when you think about, you know, how many people are comfortable in their bodies and selves and, you know, what society tells you and all of that. And then how that develops in you as a gay person, in how you then, you know... choose to be intimate with others, like, it's huge, right? When you think about the level of trust that you
vulnerability
you have and all that, like, it's difficult to have that, because, you know, I mean, it's a very broad generalization, but for us, you know, I'm not speaking for the entire community, but, like, from my experience, there's a lot of stuff there where, because I've had to put so many walls up to survive, it's hard to date. And I think when
100%.
You interact with someone who has the exact same sort of, or very similar sort of issues, like, how does that, you know, how, like, how does that manifest, right? Like,
it's how do you end up falling trauma. In love? How do you get married?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know. And I'm, but you and got I'm married. In love and I'm married.
Yeah, you won the lottery in romance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you married this, like, really sweet guy.
Yeah.
He sings to you. Mm-hmm. He takes credit for your cooking. He's good looking with muscles and he's tall. He can reach the top shelf, like, the back corner with a, a bowl. So conveniently, I have to use a stepladder.
Yeah. But without issues. Yeah. And the thing
without issues.
And yes, I understand a lot of people are probably thinking, like, oh, well, I have issues too. Like, you know, regardless of what.
Yeah, if you're straight or gay or whatever. But
I think the fact with the issues around the level of trust and all that that I was just talking about, it's these are things that we shouldn't have to feel.
No.
Right? Like, they are 100%. Things that we feel this way because there's discrimination, because there's violence, because there's
That's so scary. Yeah.
And that's not our choice.
No, right? That's done to you.
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of the times, you know, people try to see the flip side and they're like, oh, well, we're oppressed too. And we're like, not really.
No, not like that.
Not like that at all.
You're not scared to go to the bathroom in public or like, you know, you're not scared.
Hold hands with someone.
Hold hands. Like, I can't believe what happened recently in London to those two lesbian girls on the double-decker bus.
Yes.
Like, these teenage boys that are 15, 16 beat them up because they refused to kiss for them as entertainment.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm sorry. When is it ever okay to resort to violence?
Yeah.
When is it ever okay to make two people, regardless of gender or sexual orientation, to force them to kiss for you? Like, in no.
Like, what? Like, what gives them consent? That idea that they have power over?
Or like, they're
these women, right? And I think women is it, like female is part of it.
Yeah,
and also, you know, the homophobia is another part of it too.
Yeah.
And then there's the violence. And there's so many parts to that puzzle.
I don't even understand.
That's insane. It doesn't... That
terrifies me.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was in Hawaii with one of my friends in, like, early 2000s. We had gone there as a girls' trip. She flew in from Australia. I flew in from Vancouver. And we were just having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys were hitting on us aggressively. And we were kind of getting a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend decided to say, we're not interested in you guys because we're lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, just get away from us. We don't want anything to do with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
American guys are really aggressive versus, like, Vancouver guys, from what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took a cab back to our hotel or hostel or whatever, and they followed us. And they're like, we'll pay you guys to watch you guys have lesbian, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
lesbian sex.
Yeah, sex or make out. I'm like, similar to what happened to the London girls. I'm like, no. And we just ran upstairs into the hostel as soon as possible.
Right.
But, like... You know, it's scary.
And you're both Asian, too.
We're both Asian female girls. Another, Asian 20-year-old girls just wanting to hang out in Hawaii by ourselves. These two, you know, Caucasian American guys were very aggressive at the club with us. So, like, I can only imagine if we were actually lesbian, that would have been even harder, you know? I don't know. It's just, it's tough.
You know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be able to talk about some of these issues because I didn't have the language. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
No
I don't,
one did.
Like,
yeah.
I think the very select academic community or, you know, LGBTQ community, like, we have certain language that we were using back then that has sort of evolved now.
Mm.
But a lot of these words weren't commonplace. So if I use the word prejudice or if I use the word privilege or if I use, like, any of the, like, phobia sort of words, a lot of people would be like, oh, that's just whatever.
Yeah. Right?
Like, they wouldn't even know what that means, but now we do know what all these different terminology kind of things are. Gender identity, orientation, all of that.
Like, soji.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of that is starting to come into play.
Thank goodness. Better late than never.
Exactly.
Could have come sooner, but I'm glad it's coming now.
And then there's also the, you know, the flip side of it where people, you know, see it all and they're just like, oh, well, it's just, it's all this, like, weird mumbo jumbo.
But it's them, sort of but it's not to do anything with me. And I'm like, hello, it has to do with you because you're part of society. It's part of, like, that intricate blanket of society, you know. And I also want to acknowledge, like, definitely, like, the pioneers, like, in the community, like Elton John, RuPaul, Ellen, Portia de Rossi, like, all of that coming out and just hearing their stories. Like, I didn't know how scary it was for Ellen until she shared how she came out on TV.
Yes.
And she was so scared to be shunned. She was shunned, but then she was accepted later on. But she could have lost everything.
Yeah.
And that's so scary. Like, you.
And it probably felt like
she
did at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine losing everything due to my sexual orientation, being authentic to myself, you know? And there's so many people coming up. Who's that girl from Paige. Oh my God, I see her face. Is it Ellen Page? No, it was like
Paige. Oh yeah, Ellen Page.
Yeah, she came out and like, I love.
She has a great show on Vice, actually, called Gaycation.
I like
that. With her friend, and they go to different countries, and they look at gay culture in different countries.
100%.
It's amazing. It's a really, I would definitely recommend it if you have any time to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the producers on The Amazing Race Canada, he's coming out with like going to Pride all over the world and seeing where Pride started. And that docuseries is coming out this summer.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot more exposure. There's more understanding, acceptance, and you're right, terminology. Like, there's more mainstream.
Well, hopefully there's a deeper understanding, right?
It has to be, yeah. How would it be selfish? It's not selfish at all.
It's just one of those things where, like, and I don't know if it's just because of, again, like, some of the things that have been told to me, but...
Like, you're unworthy?
Yeah, things like that, where I'm just like, okay, well, should we be doing a Pride episode?
Yes!
Because...
100%!
It's then all about me, but then when I think
about
it...
No, it's all about everyone! That's true. It's about me, it's about you, it's about everyone, like...
It's about humanity.
It's about humanity, like, literally, like, what have we had to go through as humanity to get to Pride?
Yeah.
And, like, what has happened up until now? What are, like, the misconceptions of, like, Pride, you know? Yeah. Like... To see, like, oh, Pride is all about the glitter and the drag queens and, like, the hot bodies and stuff.
Which there are many.
Yeah, there are many. But, like, you have to understand, like, there was so much to get here. Yeah. Like, for us to do this podcast right now, so many people suffered. So many people died. So many people had to put
so many people are dying.
Now, like, And, like, you know, I can't even imagine being, like, transgender minority, like race, like it's just so hard. And like, thank goodness we have the technology now, you know, to do the transition. And like, I can't even imagine being born a man and I'm meant to be a girl, or like I'm meant to be a man but I'm in a girl's body.
I think it's impossible.
It'd be like you'd want to rip off your skin.
Yeah,
like I'm so thankful that I'm a girl. I'm meant to be a girl. I love dressing up. I love putting on makeup. I love doing my hair. I can't imagine being born a boy and not being able to do that. You know what
I mean? Well, and I think that, think, like, what you've described there is privilege, right?
Where,
like, where it's just like, you know what? I'm so glad to be able to... Well, I mean, you're recognizing it, so I don't know if it's really... But, you know, being able to say, like, everything kind of, like, jives for me.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it's for us, like, because we're both cisgendered.
Yes.
And it's really impossible for us to actually... even think, like, what would it be like to feel uncomfortable in our skin when it comes to our physical
body? Yes,
and that's something that I think, like, like, if we ever have the chance to interview one of our friends, then we can be let's chat about this, because it's something that, like, how do you even describe it? How do you even, like, even in words, I don't know. But I think, like, the experience that we can definitely talk about is, like, my experience, like, coming out as gay and being in all of that, and a lot of the repercussions from that, but then also the, just from you and being an ally and being part of, like, just this force that's talking about issues and understanding issues and all that.
And embracing it, supporting it. It's about humanity. It's about compassion, love, acceptance. Yeah. Everyone just wants to be accepted, validated, loved.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? No one. Yeah, everyone wants to be part of a community. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think when a lot of people lash out, I think when they, you know, like the violence that we were just talking about.
I don't understand that.
I think it has to do with, like, they feel like they don't belong.
Yeah.
But they blame it on certain groups of people that are getting attention.
Oh.
That are getting that
acceptance, validation.
Or that, when really a lot of times they aren't.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the LGBT community. But they blame that community because it's like, oh, this all attention's going on them. We hate ourselves.
What?
And that's the way that I interpret. And that, I think for me, that's the way that I make peace with a lot of the ways that people are so violent, or that they're just so close-minded,
because
I'm like, you don't, what else? Like, you don't know anything else.
Yeah.
Right? And you're probably really scared. And that's the way that
Of the
unknown, right? And I think that's how we can, as people that are, I wouldn't even call us left-leaning or whatever, I think we're just educated. I think we just have exposure, and we want
experience.
And we want to get to know different cultures, different groups of people and all that, because we're curious people.
Yes.
And that curiosity and that it hasn't been beaten out of us.
Yeah, and it fuels us.
Yes.
You know, we love to travel. We love to learn. Yeah. We love to study. We love to meet new people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think what we need is, like, more love, more mm-hmm. open arms, and more like appreciation for each other and respect. How boring would it be if we all look the same and exactly. we all like the same person, or we all look like, I don't, you know, I'm sorry, I can't be boring. Like yeah. I need variety. I need to keep growing. Mm-hmm. Like to say at the age of 41, I'm done. I yeah. know everything. The older I get, the more I don't know. Yeah. There's so much I don't know, yeah. Joe. Like there's so much, like
yeah. how do we move the conversation forward with compassion, right? And I think that to me that's education.
Yes, education.
To me that is exposure. To me yes. that is fighting yes. whatever it is that we want to fight yeah. with more love mm-hmm. and with celebration.
And that's what pride is. Pride is about love. Pride is about celebration. Pride is about we've come this far. Yes.
And it's and the other thing is pride is about protest.
Amen.
And that's the yep. biggest thing that mm-hmm. I want people to know, is that it's not just, and it, you know, especially people that are newer to pride, mm-hmm. it's not just this whole like, woo, like you said, woo, before, like,
yay, sparkles yeah, and rainbows.
Exactly. I'm going to be cleaning glitter from my body for days. Like,
no, like it's people not that. Suffered.
People suffered. People and also
are people, still suffering.
Yeah. And it started with this grassroots like group of people in the LGBT mm-hmm. community that put their lives on the line to be visible.
Yes.
To say gay is yes. okay. To say, yes. you know, and it started off as gay pride mm-hmm. where, you know, there were drag queens yes. that were standing up against authorities because yeah. at that point the authorities were the biggest
oppressors yeah.
right? And we have to recognize yeah. that, because you have to think about that. It was down to the people that are supposed to be the peacekeepers in society that actually were oppressing
yeah.
the people that yeah. they were hired to protect.
Yeah.
Well, it's yeah. such a weird it's so crazy. Dynamic, hey? Mm. Because I think any knowledge
yeah.
in any capacity is a jumping point for more knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we always think about it as like, oh, no, these are the facts, that's it.
It's like, not well, black and white.
Yeah,
no.
How do you go further into the conversation?
It's great. There's so much great because, like I said, science is so amazing. Yeah. Like there's so much more that we don't know. And, yeah. you know, we've learned so much in the past, like what, 10, 20 years, but there's so much more to learn, yeah. Yeah. you know? Yeah. Yeah, I think the body is beautiful. The human yes. body is beautiful. The human heart has so much capacity to love mm-hmm. and build and grow. Mm-hmm. And we need to focus on that. And mm-hmm. like, you know, I think through our love and our knowledge and our exposure, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that we can diminish the darkness and kind of like expose more light.
Fantastic.
And like yeah. any way that we can support the LGBTQ2+ like community, mm-hmm. I think we should.
Yeah.
Because like enough is enough.
Exactly.
Enough is enough. Like yeah. where is this hate coming from? Where is this like misknowledge coming mm-hmm. from? We need to educate the public to know that we are humans. Mm-hmm. We are love. We are kindness.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sorry, like some of the best people I've met were LGBTQ mm-hmm. people, and some of the meanest people I've met are straight people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, you gotta yeah. check yourself, man.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know where this is coming from, sweetheart.
With any yeah. identity, with any yeah. sexual orientation, with yeah. any race, whatever. We're human.
We're human!
Right? Like there's gonna yeah. be people that are awesome people.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be people that unfortunately yeah. haven't had the capacity to be loved and maybe don't pass
yes.
that on. Like, that's the way that I see it.
Yes.
And it's regardless of all that other stuff. But yeah. the thing is, like, there's this ingrained like prejudice that mm. that I know we definitely have in the colonized communities 100%. Like we are here
yeah.
where it's there is an us and them mentality, there is a black and white yeah. community, there is like there's all this stuff mm-hmm. that is just oversimplified because
yeah.
it just makes it easier for people with privilege
to put people in boxes.
Yes, because you know, then it's
break
like
the box. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
Yeah.
So tell me about your first pride.
Okay, so straight up, I love parades, just in general. Like, one of my best, like, favorite memories. Just any parade. Because when I was growing up, my parents would take me to parades and we'd get free candy. So I always looked forward to parades. And, like, honestly, like, I was probably going through downtown by accident mm. or something. And I stumbled across a pride parade. I'm like, oh, there's a parade. I need to park my car and just stand there and get free candy. And, like, and I went by myself.
How
like,
old were you?
I think maybe, like, in my 20s. Like, maybe, like, okay. early 20s, late 20s. I don't know.
So, like, last year.
No, like, I'm 41. Come on. So, like, so I went kidding. To one. I'm like, so I stood there. It was sunny. I yeah. got free candy. There's, like, you know, free yeah. condoms, free whatever, fans or whatever.
Which is, like, candy.
Yeah, yeah, candy and such. So, like, I just loved it because it was just so happy. Like, whenever I think of parades, I think of all the fun times I had as a kid with my family. Mm-hmm. I just think of, free stuff, you know? And just like, I love the floats. I would go to a lot of parades, like Pride or Christmas or whatever parade, by myself. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of my girlfriends don't like parades. Like, one girl's like, I would never go to a parade with you. And I'm like, why not? Because you wait for one float and then you just stand there. Mm-hmm. And you're waiting for the next float and then you stand there.
For me, it's the people.
Like, pardon?
For me, it's like the number of people that are there.
Oh, you don't like crowds. Yeah. I love crowds. Like, I love crowds. I like show. You know, like, I'm kind of like those people who like choreographed dancing. Like, who's that from North Korea? The president who loves like choreograph.
Oh my God. Why is this coming up
now? I don't know. But like, it's just
don't
like,
compare that to Pride.
No, I'm not saying that. But I just like, I like just like watching like shows. Like, yeah. I just love it. Especially live shows. Like, I like dancing, parades. I like just like glitter and glamour. I just find it super entertaining. And like, I just can't kind of get caught up in it. It's like a fantasy, or I kind of just lose myself in the parade or anything like that. You know what I mean? And I just like the excitement. Mm-hmm. Like, I love fireworks.
So what was this for Pride Parade then?
The Pride Parade was like in my 20s. I watched the floats. People are dancing. Yeah. Some people are half naked.
Yeah.
I just loved it. And I loved like how happy they were. Mm-hmm. They were just so happy. They were just so free.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people are not like that in real life. Like they're so conservative. They can't be that vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So like, I really admired their freeness or their vulnerability or like how they just let themselves go.
Yeah.
They can just be themselves, you know? And they had great music and they had great floats. I loved it. I loved it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll be right back.